Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. Summertime, and you know, here in the South, it is hot, hot, hot. You see folks out exercising all day, every day, and I'm in Zumba, and I tell you, it's just hot. It's hot, period. No matter what you're doing, it is hot in Atlanta. And joining me this morning, Daryl Bouchard of Redmond Trading joins us. He's a health educator and a natural salt expert. And what has salt got to do with us exercising? Everything. How are you this morning, Daryl?
Great, Twanda. Thanks for having me on today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Tell us about Redmond Trading.
Yeah, so Redmond Trading is just a little company based in central Utah. And at Redmond, we believe that nature has it right with products. So we have a selection of natural food products as well as some body care products that we try to leave in its natural state. Just like Mother Nature created it, we try to leave it in that form. Mm-hmm. And one of those is a ancient sea salt, a sea salt that was laid down eons ago, and it's rich in minerals. And as you said, in the summertime and during exercise classes, and you could be out playing golf or roofing or just out enjoying the park with the kids, and you are burning through lots and lots of salt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unprocessed, of course, sea salt. What's the difference between a sea salt and a regular table salt?
Hey, that's a great question, and it's quite confusing because, you know, 20 years ago, if you walked into a health food store or even a grocery store and you found a sea salt, chances are that sea salt was much better than some of the processed table salts mm-hmm. that you may have used as a kid growing up. The challenge is manufacturers have realized this, industries realized this, and so now you can walk into a grocery store or a health food store and you can buy a product that's labeled as sea salt, and it might be sea grade. Because all salt comes from a sea at some point, now instead of having sea salt mean this pure, clean, unrefined, natural product full of this natural goodness and these minerals that occur naturally in the ocean. Sea salt today, if you look at the label on a sea salt, there can be just as many or more chemicals in a quote-unquote sea salt that you'd have in a regular processed table salt. And so what I encourage people to do with salt or with anything really they're purchasing is start to look at the labels. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the back of your salt in your kitchen cupboard, or look at the back of a label that says sea salt, you might be surprised to see four or five or even six or more ingredients on the label. Things like sodium silico aluminate or yellow prussiate of soda or sodium ferrocyanide or glucose or dextrose. There's all of these different chemicals and even sugars that are added to table salts and sea salts that your body really doesn't need and, quite honestly, doesn't know how to process. And so instead of looking for a sea salt, I'd like your listeners or encourage your listeners to look at the label and find an unprocessed, natural, going back to nature mm-hmm. rather than all of these chemicals that are in so many of our products today.
So let's go back. And we all know everything that says organic, everything that says it's healthy, all of that may not be true. But so let's go back to what salt has to do with our body and exercising and the heat, how it's all connected to the sweat that we do.
Yeah, so our bodies are really saline solution in motion. Mm. I mean, your listeners may have heard that salt's bad for them, but yet the first thing that's going to happen if you or I went into the hospital this afternoon for just about anything mm-hmm. is we're going to get an IV of saline solution, right, which is salt water. Mm-hmm. In fact, an IV of Coca-Cola or an IV of tap water or an IV of distilled water, any of that would be deadly. The IV has to be saline solution, and this is because in our bodies, our cells function off something called the sodium-potassium pump. Mm-hmm. And so this ratio of electrolytes is essential for keeping your body functioning. And you could drink all the water in the world and still die from dehydration. And the way you do that is your tears are actually a little salty. If you've ever tasted your tears, mm-hmm. Your sweat is actually salty. I wouldn't recommend licking your sweaty arm, but it is salty. Take my word for it. Mm-hmm. And your urine is also salty. Oh. And so you are flushing electrolytes daily mm-hmm. Because you don't urinate distilled water, and you're flushing these minerals. Now, when these minerals start to deplete, the symptoms are wide and varied. First off, irritability is the first early sign of dehydration. If you're out golfing with somebody and they start getting a little ornery, you might recommend they take a big drink of water, because mm-hmm. that's one of the first signs of dehydration. And then leg cramps, muscle cramps, Charlie horses, restless leg syndrome, nauseousness, headaches,
wow.
and eventually death mm-hmm. are all causes or symptom signs of dehydration. You hear these stories usually, you know, coming out of Florida or out of Texas, where the military's out running these drills and they're drinking all mm-hmm. of this water, or even football teams, and somebody passes out or even dies from dehydration, yet the coaches are making lots of water available. But it's this dehydrate, it's the salts that are so important. This is why the Florida Gators, just, you know, south of you guys, they're out playing in the hot Florida sun, they're cramping up, they're getting nauseous, and the performance starts to drop in all athletics or even in mental state when dehydration starts to set in. And so one of the coaches said, hey, we got to replace these salts. We can't just feed these guys water.
Right.
And so they created this product called Gatorade to aid the Florida Gators, which was basically water, salt, and some sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's some great commercially available electrolyte sports drinks that really do serve a purpose. However, I wanted to tell your listeners today about a really cool real salt, I call it real salt sports drink, and it's a way you can replace these commercially available electrolytes with the sugars and the artificial colors and flavors. It's easy to make. You can make it for pennies on the dollar and make it available for your kids, and even when you're out working in the yard or the garden or playing golf, mm-hmm. it's an excellent electrolyte drink.
We're going to do that in a minute. But I do want to tell you that I had a brother-in-law to die from dehydration.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
He's in the military. Physical specimen. When I tell you, cut fine, exercise to the hilt, but he died from dehydration. And it was nothing anybody could do.
So unfortunate.
Everything started shutting down. Everything. So, and you know, I don't know the details, but I imagine he wasn't drinking enough water, nor was he replacing the electrolytes and the potassium and the sodium or anything that his body needed to function.
Yeah, your body requires an electric current. And so it's an electric current that tells your hand to move. Your mind, you know, tells your hand to move because of an electric current that passes through the body. And this is why the, you know, paramedics will use a defibrillator to help reestablish that electric current. And distilled water, or, you know, purified or filtered water, is a poor conductor of electricity. You need these electrolytes to help that electric current pass through the body. And in the case of this, you know, young man in the military, you can be a complete, like you said, a specimen of health.
Specimen, yeah.
But if your body can't conduct electricity, mm-hmm. things will start to shut down and lead to death, unfortunately.
That's exactly what happened to him. And the family was just in shock because, you know, you look at him and he looks great. He's in great shape, but yeah, he died from dehydration. So I warn my sons all the time, any kids that I see, please replenish, you know, and 'cause I've got one that's in the military now, and same thing, exercise, and say, you remember your uncle? Yes, ma'am, I do. I'm doing the right things. Okay, just want to make sure.
It's good they have you to help them remember, because it's just, it's such an easy, simple thing, but it gets overlooked so often when it comes to nutrition and physical exertion, especially in the hot Georgia sun.
Absolutely. You don't realize how many trace minerals that we lose, you know, when we're exercising or just being out in the sun. I was in Montego Bay, Jamaica, and we were having a morning, and it was already hot, you know, like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. But we were having a baptism out in the ocean, and one of the ladies just fell, and it was from dehydration. She dropped. And,
wow.
You know, yeah, it was like all hands on deck, let's move. But, you know, she made it through it. But, man, we were like on her from that point on, and on everybody else about, you know, how we're taking care of ourselves in the sun, because it was truly hot down there.
So things to keep in mind, again, irritability is an early sign if somebody's getting a little ornery in the sun or just short with people,
mm-hmm.
Nauseousness, headaches, fatigue. If any of those symptoms, you can ask your people you're with, the party that's out there, if you notice any of that, salt and water is essential to have them, you know, be taking.
Yeah, Yeah. So talk about that. The Bouchard's Real Salt Sports Drink. It's real simple. I just texted my son and told me to bring some unprocessed sea salt home.
Yeah. So I like to start with the best natural spring water or natural water you can find. And so if it's a filtered tap water, that's great. If you've got a great spring that's natural, that's great too. But you want one quart of clean water, spring water. And then to that, I like to add a quarter teaspoon of real salt. So real salt is actually a brand of natural salt. You can find it at your local health food stores, Earth Fairs, Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. You can find it in some grocery stores as well. But the brand is Real Salt, as opposed to fake salt. Find it online. And real salt is full of real trace minerals. So there's the sodium chloride in there, but there's also some potassium chloride, magnesium, but some other electrolytes that are really important that you mentioned as well. A lot of trace minerals that are there. And so I add a quart of water, a quarter teaspoon of real salt, and then a squeeze of lemon. And the lemon is nice because it gives you kind of a little pick-me-up. It's a natural citrus. Mm-hmm. It's refreshing, especially when it's warm outside. And then for some people, that's the full recipe, a quart of water, quarter teaspoon of real salt, and a little bit of lemon. Now, I'm a beekeeper, and so I like to put a little bit of natural fresh honey in mine.
Right. It
gives you a little bit of a sugar pick-me-up. It's a natural sugar versus the, if you look at a label of most sports drinks, it goes water, sucrose, glucose, fructose, citric acid, artificial colors, artificial flavors, and then you get down to the salt. And it's pretty expensive if you look at it by quart.
It is.
And where the real salt sports drink, it's just super easy. Pennies, literally pennies or less, a quart of water, quarter teaspoon of real salt, a little bit of lemon, and a little bit of honey to taste. And your kids will love it. Your grandkids will love it. All the other, moms, soccer moms will love it. And the roofers that are doing your house or the guys doing yard maintenance or the football team or the yoga club or the, whatever it is that you do, this will be a big hit and help people avoid those nauseous, the headaches, and ultimately the passing out and death.
Yeah, yeah. Also, just for the athletes, you have electrolyte replacement. And I don't know if it's just for athletes, but it's called Relite?
Yeah, so basically it's the natural real salt in a little veggie cap.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find that at Relyte, Relyte. You can find it on our website at realsalt.com, just realsalt.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can learn more about that or more about the sports drink or give us a jingle. This summer, stay healthy, stay hydrated, and not only for yourself, but again, for your family members, your friends, your church members, help them remember the importance of staying hydrated and not just full of water.
That's right. That's right. And I think about all the people that are visiting Atlanta. We're 95, and it feels like 110 or something like that, 97 degrees, almost every day. And you see people walking, downtown, conventioners, that kind of thing, people that are visiting. And just the simple things, we must remember that we have to rehydrate.
So, yeah, I would encourage everybody to, keep things simple, clean, and real this summer, and try to find products that are simple, clean, and real. And doing a real salt sports drink is essential for life and for health and just for well-being.
All right. One quart of water, one quarter teaspoon of real salt. That's unprocessed sea salt. A squeeze of lemon and a dash of honey. And is that better cold or room temperature?
When I'm coming in from a hot run or something, I like it a little bit cold.
Okay.
However, throughout the day, if your body is overly hot anyway, it's not that shock. It's going to be a shock to the system. And so trying to bring somebody down slowly if they're overhydrated is better than having it really shock with ice cold into a super hot body. But
okay, now give that website one more time.
Real Salt, just RealSalt, just realsalt.com.
All right, Daryl, thank you so much for joining us, Daryl Bouchard. And this is just a great conversation because we do take for granted, and we do drink, I drink my water, but we must realize that water is not enough when you've exerted, when you've excreted all of this sweat and everything that's coming out of you. as you're going about your day. So thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks for having me on. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.